And stay, good nurse, behind the abbey wall. Within this hour my man shall be with thee, and bring thee cords made like a tackled stair, which to the high top gallant of my joy must be my convoy in the secret night. Farewell, be trusty, and I'll quit thy pains. Farewell, commend me to thy mistress.
Now God in heaven bless thee. Hark you, sir.
What sayest thou, my dear nurse?
Is your man secret? Did you ne'er hear say, two may keep counsel, putting one away?
Warrant thee, my man's as true as steel.
Well, sir, my mistress is the sweetest lady. Lord, Lord, when 'twas a little prating thing. Oh, there is a nobleman in town, one Paris, that would fain lay knife aboard. But she, good soul, had as leave see a toad, a very toad, as see him. I anger her sometimes, and tell her that Paris is the properer man. But I'll warrant you when I say so. She looks as pale as any clout in the versal world. Doth not Rosemary and Romeo begin both with a letter?
Aye, nurse, what of that? Both with an R.
Ah, mocker, that's the dog's name. R is for the... No, I know it begins with some other letter. And she hath the prettiest sententious of it, of you and Rosemary, that would do you good to hear it.
Commend me to thy lady.
Aye, a thousand times.
Exit Romeo.
Peter?
Anon.
Before and apace.
Exit after Peter. Scene 5, Capulet's Orchard. Enter Juliet.
The clock struck 9 when I did send the nurse. In half an hour she promised to return. Perchance she cannot meet him. That's not so. Oh, she is lame. Love's herald should be thoughts, which 10 times faster glides than the sun's beams, driving back shadows over lowering hills. Therefore do nimble-pinioned doves draw love, and therefore hath the wind-swift cupid wings. Now is the sun upon the highmost hill of this day's journey, and from 9 till 12 is 3 long hours, yet she is not come. Had she affections and warm youthful blood, she would be as swift in motion as a ball. My words would bandy her to my sweet love, and his to me. But old folks, many feign as they were dead, unwieldy, slow, heavy, and pale as lead.
Enter nurse and Peter.
Oh God, she comes! Oh honey nurse, what news? Hast thou met with him? Send thy man away.
Peter, stay at the gate.
Exit Peter.
Now good, sweet nurse, O Lord, why lookest thou sad? Though news be sad, yet tell them merrily. If good, thou shamest the music of sweet news by playing it to me with so sour a face.
I am aweary. Give me leave a while. Fie, how my bones ache. What a jaunce have I.
I would thou hadst my bones, and I thy news. Nay, come, I pray thee speak. Good, good nurse, speak.
Jesu, what haste! Can you not stay a while? Do you not see that I am out of breath?
How art thou out of breath, when thou hast breath to say to me that thou art out of breath? The excuse that thou dost make in this delay is longer than the tale thou dost excuse. Is thy news good or bad? Answer to that. Say either, and I'll stay the circumstance. Let me be satisfied. It's good or bad?
Well, you have made a simple choice. You know not how to choose a man. Romeo? No, not he. Though his face be better than any man's, yet his leg excels all men's. And for a hand and a foot and a body, though they be not to be talked on, yet they are past compare. He is not the flower of courtesy, but I'll warrant him, as gentle as a lamb. Go thy ways, wench, serve God. What, have you dined at home?
No, no. But all this I did know before. What says he of our marriage? What of that?
Lord, how my head aches. What a head have I? It beats as it would fall in 20 pieces. My back at t'other side. Oh, my back, my back. Beshrew your heart for sending me about to catch my death with jouncing up and down.